All right. I'm just going to bring Michael Steele in right off the top here because I need to make a I just need to have a moment here with Michael, my old friend, and with you, Anna. You know, Michael is not only, you know, former head of the Republican National Committee, but he's also, you know, for a hot minute, he thought he was going to be a priest. And so I have been known to confess to him before.
Oh.
Right. So I'm going to do this again. I'm going to do this right now. All right.
Hey, Anna, we've had some pretty tall beers on that one.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah. I want to say this, that I give up. I surrender. last night, when I watched the results come in from Michigan, and I thought to myself, all right, well, here's Donald Trump. Really, I thought Kasich, you know, in the beginning, there was some tracking that showed Kasich was going to be very tight there.
He was up by two in a couple of polls,
Right, and I thought, okay, well, that's going to be something. Well, that turned out not to be the case. Now, there may have been some Democrats coming over to vote. I mean, I still don't want to totally discount that as a possibility, but I think that that's of marginal effect. Then the other piece, I'm like, okay, all right, well, here goes Trump. I mean, it looks this is like, and he's in Kasich's backyard. This doesn't look good. Then Bernie Sanders, a 90-year-old, he looks like Karl Marx's uncle. He acts like Karl Marx's uncle. And he's like,
he is Karl Marx's uncle.
He might be. And he beats Hillary Clinton in a sophisticated, industrialized state. And you're with,
no one saw that coming.
With a significant African American population.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? All right. Well, now, and that just told me that not only is Donald Trump going to be the Republican nominee, he can beat her in November.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you know where he will beat her? He will beat her in Wisconsin. He will beat her in New York. He will beat her in Illinois, Pennsylvania, Michigan. In the industrial Midwest.
So I get it. So here's what I decided.
The whole, go ahead.
Here's what I decided. No, I'll let,
he
no,
needs this. No,
I know you're the guest,
this.
But I'll let you talk in just a second. Here's what it is. I get it. I understand. And it was funny. I was sitting at a bar last night. I know, shocker. Mm-hmm. And I was having dinner, and a couple of guys next to me, men, somewhere between 35 and 45 years old, something like that, business dudes of some sort. And they're talking about, they were all like, yeah, well, he's really going to give it to them. You know, there's a whole, this notion that, listen, he's successful. He's a business guy. We know people like this. He's personally flawed. We don't give a crap. But he's been successful and is a cheerleader for his own brand. And if he makes his brand the United States of America, we will have the same success that the Trump company had. Even though the Trump company, companies don't and governments don't run the same. But I get it. I hear you people who love Trump. I hear what you're all about. Now, you're wrong, but I hear you.
Wait, I thought you meant you're going to lay off beating up on Trump so much. I thought that's what you were getting, where you're going with us.
No, I can't. But anyway, I'm sorry, Michael. But I understand what the appeal is now. I hear it loud and clear.
You get it now?
Mm-hmm. It's all yours now.
You get it? Okay. Right. No, I just thought last night was cathartic, as you just displayed, and for many folks, because on both sides of the aisle, you had stuff happened that no one expected, at least not to the degree that it did. And with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump triangulating Hillary for Bernie and everybody else on the Republican side for Trump on issues of trade, on issues of jobs and the economy, that's the key thing that still resonates out there with a lot of people. And when you really drill back, I was listening to some interviews today. I had a buddy of mine send me this long text, started out like yours, like you just did, clawing at the screen. And by the end of it, he was like, I get it. It's about jobs. It's about economy. And it's about the fact that the political establishment has basically, and he used some strong language, blanked the American people for the last 20 years. And this is payback.
Well, that part I get.
And that's pretty much it.
On both sides of the equation.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah.
And that'll be one of Hillary Clinton's biggest problems outside of Benghazi and emails and all of the other stuff that's hanging, like a hanging chad over her campaign. It will be how the American people feel about her on some of these issues. And the interesting thing, and you know, you could potentially have two candidates who are the definition of flawed, in that the American people, in large parts, don't like them. I mean, they're negatives. I mean, between the two of them, I think it'll be like 115, 120%, you know, because they're each running around 62 to 60% negative. So, but yet and still, I think the advantage possibly goes to Trump. Now, a lot of things, of course, get played out between now and then, and given Trump's propensity for incredibly wild and unpredictable things, it could happen. But I think this is going to be an interesting time, and he's in the driver's seat. Florida next week. Do you really think Marco Rubio is going to beat him?
No,
it doesn't look like it.
No, I
Ohio polls just came out today. Mm-hmm. I think the most recent one was a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's down by 6 in Ohio.
He's what? I'm sorry. What? Say that again.
No, Kasich. I'm sorry. Kasich is down by 6 in Ohio.
Right, and we're going to have Kasich on in about 20 minutes. And Give him my best.
I think he more than Rubio can turn it around. I think some of these polls may be, because he has been pretty much, he was up by 6 up to the weekend, and I don't think that much happened to have a 12 point shift like that. So I think some of these polls in Ohio may be an outlier, and I'm sure he'll speak to that. But the point is, these polls are now beginning to reflect, you know, where people are as we sort of get into the winner-take-all states. I think Kasich will do a lot better. I think Marco is pretty much, stick a fork in it time.
Yeah.
And the battle's going to be on. The interesting player is Ted Cruz right now, with the pickup endorsement today by Carly Fiorina. Mm-hmm. And that was basically Ted Cruz saying, I'll see your Chris Christie and raise you Carly. And you know, because Carly was very effective against Trump early on in the campaign. So now he's got his bulldog that can go after Trump, as Trump has his that can go after Cruz.
Yeah, I think it's all kind of a little late now. I mean, Michigan was truly the tide turner here for him. And
I think that's a good way to put that. I think you're absolutely right about that. It really was a tie turner, because now we've seen him win in the Northeast, we've seen him win in the West, in the South, and now in the Midwest.
And
you don't think he's going to go out west and just have a field day? What do you think he's going to do in Arizona and New Mexico?
I mean, he is. And the thing is that I got that slightly depressed last night. I've got post Trump stress disorder. And President Trump stress disorder, PT. SD, yeah. The thing that I sat there and I watched last night. He had his press conference, so-called press conference, at his golf club in Jupiter, Florida. And it was in his, you know, in a ballroom there, and the cameras were, you know, showing the place before he got there, and they, you know, waiting. CNN loves this.
Right.
CNN does nothing now but wait for Trump to do something. Trump about to use the washroom.
I know.
We're awaiting Trump urinating.
And they never pull away. They're always stay on everything he says, because you never know.
So he.
It's like the airline, you know. It's like, okay, next thing, you know, we'll follow him to the restroom.
Right. Oh no, I think that's about it. So they're showing it, and it looked. To me, I mean, first of all, there was a bunch of rich, patrician, overly tanned people. It was the craziest thing ever. And these women with martinis in their hands in the front row, cackling at everything that he said.
Right.
And he was talking about how rich he is and how good he is at golf and how he wins all these championships without without strokes. And he sells steaks at $50 a piece, and I thought, now how? But yet, this guy is connecting to the common man, because he is saying, "Listen, you know, just stick with it's like Trump University. Stick with me, and I'll teach you all the secrets of success, and we're gonna make this all work out for you."
Right.
And yet, people who would be otherwise, if I got up there and said any of this, I would be rushed out of the country. And yet, he's up there, and there's people you know, there's unemployed auto workers who are, you know, in Michigan and,
right.
and people who are, you know, choking on their water in Flint and all this,
yeah.
who are voting for him. I mean, at Flint, not so much, but in other parts of Michigan, who are voting for him, even though he represents that 1% that both Republicans and now Republicans, but Democrats for a long time, have reviled.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You feel better?
No.
I just, you know, I got to the point that I just call and I listen.
I know, you're a really good listener.
I know. It was like a George Hamilton look-alike contest last night, Michael.
Oh.
It's what it was like. All these tan guys standing there with their collar, wearing
and
a golf shirt.
Hair.
Golf shirt and a blue blazer and waiting for him to get up and be done so we could have dinner.
Well, but look at this. Look at it. I mean, we witnessed the QVC press conference last night.
Right.
And Trump got out there and basically, you know, this tells you something about the guy. And because he was on Morning Joe this morning with us, and Joe sort of drilled down. So why were you going off about the steaks and the water and the, you know, he says, because I wanted to set the record straight. And it's just, it is something about his tenacity, about those things that are definitional to him.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a failed property or a successful property, a piece of raw meat or a bottle of water with his name on it, he is going to fight to make sure the record is straight about that, even though, or even if, the record may be, how shall we say, a little bit twisted.
Right.
Yeah, wrong. I mean, he's going to lie about it, but that's okay.
It's not as straight as it may appear because, A, you don't own that company anymore. B, that went out of business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that. But by and large, and you will see this in spades as this this event moves towards your state
mm-hmm.
in the next couple
Four
of
days.
Weeks.
No, it's the next couple of days.
Next couple of days. You'll see this up close and personal. This people don't care.
Yeah.
It's not definitional for them.
I know.
And therefore, what is definitional for them is the fact that this guy is a fighter. And of all the people in politics today who they perceive to be, he's the biggest fighter. He's the guy who's going to get it done. And I think it's sort of a risky proposition for him because at some point he's got to make this stuff happen. Because the expectation game is really high.
Yeah,
it's really high.
But he doesn't have to do anything until he's already elected. And then when he doesn't do it, that's going to be very disappointing to people. All right, Michael, there'll be plenty more of this. You know, we'll talk early next week. Our primary is going to be on Tuesday. It's going to be overshadowed by Ohio and Florida, but it's still. You know, there's a lot going on here, too. And John Kasich, that's why he's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes, because, you know, he's making his play for the Upper Midwest. Michael, thank you. Thanks for listening.
No, my best, and please give my best to the governor.
Yeah.
And I will check in with you next week, and hopefully, you know, you'll be feeling better.
No, yeah, no.
I don't think he will be.
Not a chance.
No.
Thank you.
No way.
Goodbye now.
Bye, Michael.
Goodbye, Michael Steele.